All right, we're recording.
Okay, well, in the absence of a chair, I think, Bill, that puts you as the vice chair.
Oh, gosh, okay, all right.
If you want to open the meeting and do roll call.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll start there. You bet. Okay, number one. Yep. So Bill Zimmerman's here.
Kevin Tyler, Clark County.
Kate.
Randy Lover.
Kate. And who do we have on? We must have somebody on phone, huh?
We have Sherry Vaughn.
Okay.
Online, and then Clark County employee Joyce Anderson is online.
Okay.
I think that's it. We're online.
Okay. All right. Okay, next up on the agenda is to vote to elect officers.
Well, you're sitting in a good spot right now. You might.
Is that right? Well, I'm looking to see here. Well, where did Lee?
Jerry.
Gary. Yeah, go to.
Jerry's.
Jerry. Yeah.
He did not renew his.
He's gonna take a hiatus.
Yeah. He's on hiatus. That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, if we need to, I can serve. Yeah, as chair. We need a vice chair. Okay, do we need to go through this formally with the whole nine yards? Is that somebody needs to nominate me and stuff? So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody nominate Bill.
Okay.
As chair.
There's Lee.
Do we have enough for a quorum?
Yes.
Yeah, with,
we do.
Yeah. With Sherry on the Zoom, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, we have four of us, yeah.
Yeah.
So Randy just nominated Bill to be the chair since Jerry did not renew his membership.
Unless Lee, unless you are dearly wanting to jump in there. Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry for him. We're lucky to have a quorum.
Yeah.
And Sherry is online.
Yeah. So, okay. Randy made a motion. We need a second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Yeah.
What was it?
Huh? For chair.
Chair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I don't know if we... Robert's Rules of Order has changed. I don't know if we need to call three times for a deal to nominations or anything else, but anyhow. Anybody else want to be chair? Sherry? Yeah. Are you wanting to be chair? No.
She shook her head no.
Okay, no. All right. I'll entertain a motion to close nominations and cast a unanimous ballot if somebody wants to do that.
I'll second it. You said you made the motion.
No, Randy made the motion.
Yeah. But you'll need a vice chair too now.
Yeah, well, we'll move on.
We have to open it back up.
Yeah, I've got to open it back up. But at least that's the way Robert's Rules, if we're going to stick to Robert's Rules of Order, that's what it's supposed to be, yeah. So anyhow, so if you'd make a motion
okay,
to...
Okay, I'd make a motion, nominations be closed.
Okay, for chair.
For chair.
Okay, and Lee seconded. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and no one opposed? All right. So next up is for vice chair. So who would like to take over as vice chair in case of my absence?
I can do it.
Okay, all right. So...
I'll move.
We got you a secretary.
Lee will move and
Randy Lover be vice chair.
Okay, all right. Sherry, did you want to second that motion?
I second it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anyone? Any other nominations? Okay, I'll entertain a motion that the position be closed, the nominations be closed, and casting a unanimous ballot. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. All right. Do we need a secretary?
Yes.
Do we? Okay. All right. Who's going to be secretary?
Same one as last year.
Okay. Was it Lee Wells?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We got a motion. Sherry, would you want to second that nomination for secretary?
I second that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other nominations for secretary? I'll entertain a motion that we close nominations and cast a unanimous ballot.
Motion made.
Okay. Motion made. Sherry, would you want to second that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. We're trying to keep it kind of legal here. Yeah. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Thank you. All right. Is that all we need then? We don't need a sergeant at arms or anything else?
No.
Boy, I'm glad to hear that. We're running out of people. Okay. Okay. And all right. I guess let's go ahead and move on. Have you, anybody had a chance to read the minutes of the last meeting? Look them over quick.
Can I move that we accept the minutes of the last meeting?
You bet. Yep.
I'll second it.
Okay. Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the last meeting as presented, I guess. I don't see any corrections. All those in favor say aye. Okay. Anybody opposed? All right. Thank you. All right. We're moving on down here to the 2025 weed list. Okay. Kevin, are you wanting to present that for us or what?
Yes, I will present that. Justin's out sick today, so.
Okay.
He's stuck with me.
You bet.
Okay, so the 2025 weed list, very similar to 2024. So from the state, there were a couple of additions. In the Class A category, the addition of round leaf bittersweet or Celastris orbiculatus. I don't speak Latin very well. And the addition of marsh thistle, Circium palustra. So those are two new Class A's. I think we have round leaf bittersweet, at least in one location here in Clark County. And Justin can provide an update on that at the next meeting. And then there's an undesignation of shiny geranium in Pierce County, which doesn't affect us. We did something similar with shiny geranium several years ago. The state was working on the addition of wild holly species, and that's been postponed to February or March of this year, where they're going to continue that conversation. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, on the weed list, we always have some designations that the county makes. So there's a couple of those that affect agricultural properties, meadow knapweed, shiny geranium, bull thistle, Canada thistle, and Scotch broom. You guys have all designated in the past as required for control when on property within 100 feet of another property producing agriculture. And then butterfly bush has been designated for control within 100 feet of natural water bodies. And then Eurasian water milfoil designated unless it's within 100 feet of the Columbia River. So if you want to keep all of those, I don't think we need to vote on them individually. We just need you to vote on the adoption of the 2025 list.
Okay. All right. Is there any discussion?
We don't have a copy of that, do we?
It's
no, I don't. I didn't see it in my stuff at all.
So you have a copy of the 2024 list, which has
right.
All those designations.
Okay.
And all then
he was reading those off of something else.
Yeah.
And then the two classics
we don't get to be the, you know, privy to the real delicate stuff. Yeah.
What we'll do is create a 2025 list after today based on
that. Okay.
The adoption of the 24 list with the addition of those two species to class.
Now, are we adopting this for 2025,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay, we got a motion to adopt the, what is it? What would it be called? The new addition to the
Clark County 2020.
Plus.
Okay, 2025 list plus?
24 plus 2025,
okay. All right. So I've got a motion. Do I have a second?
No second.
Okay. Moved and seconded to adopt the 2024 list with the additions of the 2025. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Anybody opposed? All right. Thank you. Okay.
That's it?
For Kevin, that's it? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Yeah, we're going to have to slow things up here a little
bit. Yeah.
I won't be done with my cup of coffee.
Jeez. The next on the list is...
Review the bylaws and updates and... Yeah.
Before we do that, there's a... We need to a recommendation to County Council to reappoint...
Oh, I already marked
Sherry,
it off.
Sherry Bond and Bill Zimmerman to the Weed Board for another term.
Okay. All right. Do we have a recommendation from anybody for that? Maybe you guys don't want me. You already voted me in as chair, but, you know.
You're
yeah.
here.
Okay. Yeah. Lee or Sherry, do you want to, you know, dive in there and make the motion to a recommendation to the county council?
Okay, so I make a motion for that? Is that what you're looking for?
I assume that if we're making a recommendation, I assume we'll put it together in the form of a vote or a motion. Yep. And anybody? Somebody needs to make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Lee's going to make the motion.
I move that we accept the recommendation from the county council to re-up the two members that were listed.
Okay, Sherry Vaughn and Bill Zimmerman.
Okay.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
I have just a note. So my name is Vaughn Emery.
Okay.
My first name is Sherry, and that's why that's there, but I go by my middle name, Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
Emery. I think you have it correctly in the emails, just not here for some reason.
Okay. So you would prefer that we refer to you as Vaughn?
Yeah, that's what I go by.
Okay.
That's my middle name.
Okay, real good. All right, we will try to remember that and carry that way. All right.
Yeah, I just want you to, it looks like Vaughn is my last name, so that's
right.
What I'm trying to correct.
Okay, I gotcha. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You bet. Okay, so it's been moved, and did I get a second, I guess?
Yeah.
Second, okay. To move the recommendation to the Clark County Council for Vaughn Emery and for Bill Zimmerman. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Anybody opposed? All right. Thank you. All right. Now we can move on to number six. If I get my pen back and not, you will be checking things off too quick here.
Would now be the time to address District 4?
I think... right now we're looking at the bylaws and the update and voting for the next meeting, probably down there, items for the board.
Well, we just got done voting for
we could
the position.
We could give you an update on
okay.
District 4. So
we can do that later?
Well, I mean, we could give you an update right now. We advertised for that position along with Bill's position and Vaughn's position back in, November?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And we have not received a complete application for anybody in that District 4 yet. There was an individual that's expressed an interest, and his name again was?
His name is Jason Griffith, and he is working on his application. He was going to try to have it done by this meeting, but I don't see him mm-hmm. here. So.
Yeah. So what District 4, what area does that kind of entail?
So if you want to bring up the map, you can go back into the Weed Board and there should be a...
We decided map. It was north of Richfield and it swings back around and takes in Rock Creek.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I don't know how far it comes down to Battleground.
Uh-huh.
Weed Board maps.
Because the name I mentioned was Clarence Golf, and I don't know if anybody got a hold of him or not.
I think Justin attempted that, but I don't know if he heard anything back.
Okay, so, oh, I see number four there. Must follow what?
I'm going to share this with those online so they can see what we're looking at.
Okay, I'm glad you know how to do all that crap.
This one.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. So District 4 is kind of Le Center. Yeah.
Yeah.
Le Center, okay. View, that area.
Yeah. Yeah, right in here.
Okay.
And so hopefully we'll have a complete application from this gentleman for you all to consider at the next meeting, which would be May or April. May.
You know that
May.
Huh? Do you know that name?
No, I'm trying to. What was the name?
Jason Griffith.
Is he any relation to? Of course, nobody probably knows Fred Griffith. I don't know where.
I don't know.
I don't know that.
Fred's been gone a long time, but anyhow, I'm sorry. You know, it's a heck of a deal to be.
Yeah. It's probably one of them.
Yeah, I don't know, but the Griffiths were out there.
Out in that area.
Yeah, out in that area. Yeah.
He's up north. He has a 65-acre farm. He does some ag work and some timber, so.
Okay.
And he does have his 10 signers. He's just trying to get all the information together.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
That sounds great.
Well, that'd be good to have him. You bet. That would be great.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Well, I'm glad we found somebody to fill the spot and stuff. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. With that, Randy, does that satisfy your... Yeah,
sounds like we've got somebody on the line.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, bylaws and updates.
Yeah. So the bylaws, some minor updates. I could bring this up online and share it too, I guess.
Who has came up with these changes?
It was staff, so myself and Justin and Chris. So the primary changes that we're suggesting are editorial in nature, right? Like spread of noxious weeds to protect human health. Not a big change there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. A lot of changes to remove vegetation management and change it to noxious weed management, because that's the name of our program now.
Mm-hmm. I noticed on line 25 you made a recommendation to take out the word county. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Under section 6, advisory role.
What page you want?
That's line 25.
First page, yeah.
First page.
Line 25 down there.
Oh, I see it.
Right here.
I was looking for it to be scratched out in red, but
it's in blue for some reason or other. Yeah.
I'm not sure why some are red.
Yeah. Somebody. Well, they just wanted to have. Keep.
But they're all colors.
Yeah.
So these are the noxious weed. Management changes. On our advisory role, we took out this section about the Noxious Weed Control Board representing a diversity of interests in the community, because the intent is that three of the five members produce agriculture. And that may not represent the diversity in the community, so it may not.
I thought maybe you were just following Trump's deal that we have to take out diversity.
No,
I didn't know. I thought, man, you guys are fast about it if you're doing
and
that.
And so what we're trying to do is point back to the RCW, and what is the intent of the Noxious Weed Control Board?
Okay,
it's to limit economic loss and adverse effects to Washington's agricultural, natural, and human resources due to the presence and spread of noxious weeds in all terrestrial and aquatic areas in the state, with three of the five members being engaged in the primary production of agriculture. So that's taken right from the RCW.
Okay.
And then a small change here. Members are expected to communicate issues being considered to the portion of the county that they represent. So you each represent a district. What else? We removed. Remember why we removed this section?
It's just the pronouns.
Oh, okay. And then section 9 was mimicked after section, what was that, 6 above, advisory role, similar, very similar. Attachment A is this reference to attachment A is the schedule of your terms, and what we're saying here in the bylaws is that we're going to change this table based on when you guys appoint new members or reappoint members, and that we don't have to then vote on the bylaws every time. Right, so this allows Chris to make those changes, like Bill was just reappointed for another term, so his term extends out to 2028.
Right, instead of having to redo it every time, it's in this attachment. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha, okay.
And then some language we changed here, the secretary, which what it used to say is that the secretary was an employee of the department, which conflicts with the state law. The state law says that you guys are supposed to have a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary. And what this does is allows staff to support
the secretary.
Good. And so exactly. So then if there's a need for the secretary to present something, that we provide that for you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the biggest changes. Oh, changing chair of the Board of County Commissioners to Clark County Council. I think those are the big ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Any questions?
Need a motion to accept new bylaw changes?
I assume we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So moved.
Okay. Do I have a second? Anybody second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Sorry, Vaughn, is Lee beat you to it. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to forward the changes of the bylaws to the. I assume we have to send them to the county, back to the county commissioners, or is it just accept the changes?
It's accept the changes, and then we will post these on the website.
Okay.
As your new bylaws.
All right. Any other discussion on the bylaws changes? Vaughn, do you have anything?
No, it looks good.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? All right. Thank you. Real good. And we also have something about voting next meeting here.
So you've just voted to accept the changes.
Okay.
And then I will get everything ready.
Okay.
It looks pretty. And then apparently you have to vote again that's acceptable.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Will it be gilded in gold?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Real good. Okay. Moving on, we'll get here to FIP updates.
Okay, so field inspection program updates. As I mentioned, roundleaf bittersweet is the new Class A noxious weed in the state of Washington. And we have one known location of it here in Clark County. And I'm going to look back at John and Daniel and see if they have any information about that.
Just at the location, it was along the Little Washougal west of Camas. There was one location found by a landowner and it was positively identified by another agency. As far as I'm aware, they're on top of it trying to control it, and we're aware of it. I think Justin's reached out to the landowner and is setting up a meeting to go take a look, for all of us to have a little field trip to go see it, because none of us have seen it in person yet. But the one location we're aware of, we're on top of.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Yep.
Was this on the B list before and they moved it up to the A?
I don't believe it was even on the list.
Oh, oh.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's completely brand new.
Yeah, so. I think this is fairly new to the state in general, I believe.
Okay. All right. Variable leaf milfoil?
Variable leaf milfoil, if you recall, Justin treated a lot of the small ponds in North Clark County that had variable leaf milfoil last year, and we'll be surveying those this year to look at how the control worked. He has continued to engage with the landowner, the Warren Seeley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Jones family.
Okay.
And also the blueberry farmer that's downstream of that location. And it sounds like there's been some breakthroughs this winter with the blueberry farmer and some willingness to cooperate. And so we are looking at a potential treatment of Warren Seeley later this year. We won't be using the grant funds for that, but we use the grant funds to purchase herbicide that we have in reserve, which is the expensive part.
Mm-hmm.
That Procellacor herbicide is very expensive.
Mm.
So if all things are, you know, if all things go well,
is the treatment time for that usually?
So it's typically in summer. And I think last year we did it in June. Does that sound right, guys?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I think so.
It was late June.
It was the middle of summer.
So I would imagine with that farm, they're going to have to work around his schedule of harvesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You said there's a breakthrough. Does it seem that this herbicide we'll be using is not going to affect their blueberries? Is that, I take it that was the holdup before. Yeah,
they're organic blueberries.
They're organic.
Yeah,
it isn't necessarily that it would damage them, but it's the fact that since they're organic, okay.
Yeah. So, it's our understanding that there's a point where water levels drop below the surface water, I think, drops below a point where they're no longer taking water directly from Warren Seeley.
Okay.
And so we can potentially treat later in the year when they're not taking water from the reservoir anymore. But
treat that pond.
Yeah. And then treat the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And then
have they found it down the ditches or anything? Or?
No, we haven't found it further downstream of that location.
Not that I can recall, though.
No.
It's confined to the pond.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin's continuing to work with them to hopefully get a treatment this year.
And the blueberry farm is downstream from Warren Seeley's? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think they got their treatment that they said was going to work was a little bit late getting it going.
Hmm.
They didn't get the electricity to a lot of the things they had in there.
Okay. I haven't heard an update on that, but Justin may know and be able to provide you with an update at the next meeting. Let's see, what was next on the list was
knotweed.
So the team spent some time this fall and early winter surveying for knotweed in throughout kind of the upper reaches of, what was it, Washougal and there other?
Yeah, we surveyed primarily the East Fork and North Fork. We were doing Little Washougal, Cook Creek. We were able to get around a lot further since we were utilizing the drone a bit more this year than we had in the past. And we identified a lot of spots, including some impassable spots to the habit. So that'll be interesting to try to get to. But we've had a lot of really positive surveys for this, and we're hoping to do a lot more treatment this year rather than surveying.
And the grant with the state runs through June, so we would anticipate another grant from the state, maybe, you know. Funding what it is with the state, we're not sure what that looks like next year, but we would know after June if there will be another grant opportunity, and then we would be looking at treatment in probably August, September, October, that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
The talk about freezing federal funding, does that affect these state funding things?
I don't believe that the state receives any funding for knotweed control from the federal government. So it's all state funding. But how the federal funding would impact other portions of the state budget, I'm not sure. We'll have to monitor and see what happens.
So it comes out of the state budget.
Yeah.
If they got enough.
If they've got enough. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I see on the calendar here for knotweed, you're talking.
Hey, Bill, got a question. That grant funding, what does that grant entail? What does it fund?
It funds the survey and control of knotweed.
That's all.
That's it.
Does it fund the purchase of chemicals or just the?
Yeah, we can purchase herbicide.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And now, do you have anything left over before the end of June or 1st of June for getting materials?
It's a small grant.
Oh.
So what we received was $30,000, which is intended for a 2-year period.
Ooh.
Year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, we spent that on just surveying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So these grants are specific to a species.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're not specific to just that area. I mean, if you have knotweed elsewhere, it's still within the county.
Yeah.
You can spend, okay, all yeah. right.
What they restrict us on is spending our time in the uppermost areas of these streams.
Uh-huh.
And working our way down.
Okay.
And we also have to obtain landowner permission to do the work on the property. Without the signed landowner permission forms, we can't move up. We can't move forward.
Mm. Okay. Have you had any trouble getting signed permission?
Sometimes. Yeah,
really?
Sometimes.
I thought that's what he was running into before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You almost have to have everybody's permission before you even start.
Well, what we clarified with the state is we can do survey work without written permission slips.
Oh, okay.
You know, without those written permission forms. We can't do control on the property unless.
Right.
So we can, you know, we can go through and survey and determine that there is or is not knotweed.
Yeah.
And then once we know that there is knotweed and we want to treat it, that's when we need that signed waiver.
So you're allowed to go onto that property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you can't go spraying on someone else's property without their
right.
permission and everything.
Right.
Well, another,
thought, yeah. On Tansy, they told us before that they couldn't go onto the property.
They can't go onto the property to evaluate. They can turn around and look at the road from the road.
They have to look from the road.
Yeah,
they can't
yeah.
go onto the property.
Is that
or,
right?
Yeah. In this case, the difference for knotweed is that the rivers are considered the right of navigation.
Okay.
We can't. If we go along the rivers, we can travel along the rivers.
High water mark.
So mm-hmm. yeah, we can't go on to the properties themselves. But if we're along the river, we are allowed to go along the river.
Because some of the property, I think I was talking to him about previous meeting, was it was sort of landlocked that you actually couldn't get to it. Unless this property owner says, hey, we got a problem here, you can come onto his and look across the fence.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is language in the state law that when there's the known presence of a state-listed noxious weed on a property, that we can provide that landowner with notice, and then we can go on the property.
Mm.
But you have to go through the proper steps to do that.
All time consuming.
Yeah, all very time consuming. Yes.
When are they going to provide you with a drone that you can just fly, you know, we never touched your property, but, you know, you can fly up through there and...
Yeah, so that's, and John alluded to that a little bit in his conversation. We do have a drone, and we are able to use it for surveying. We still, you know, have to follow all the rules for that the Federal Aviation Administration sets for drones.
Right.
And, you know, flying over people's property without their permission is still, you know, it's still a violation of privacy. So we need to make sure that we follow all the right rules for using drones, but they're very helpful. They allow us to get into areas when we have permission.
Is it an altitude where you don't have to have that permission?
I don't know. John, is that...
Yeah, it's a little... It's very gray. The laws around drones are so weird. They're still figuring them out. The way we operate is we still tend to respect the right of navigation, where we will fly along rivers, and we look only at the river edges. We don't fly over people's property. We don't fly over the land as much as we can. And we don't look further into the land with them. We only are looking at the river to respect that privacy for people. And also because it's very gray on the laws. So we're trying to stay within the law and absolutely as much as we can. Mm. But yeah, it's a little weird. But yeah, the drones has been exceedingly helpful for a lot of areas. It would take so long to do it by now. So just log along the river.
Okay.
I think the last thing on the field inspection program updates is this calendar that you all have a copy of. I don't know where this is located on the HDRAC, if I can.
I don't either.
So sorry, Sherry, I can't share it. Or sorry, Vaughn, I can't share it on my screen right now. But we can email it to you.
Do you guys know where that's located? Did Justin...
No,
he hasn't
shared
that with us.
Okay. The what, sorry?
The
calendar?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
He
may have it on his personal.
Okay. All right.
But this is just to give you guys an idea of, you know, when we are surveying for and requiring control of the highest priority noxious weeds in the county. You notice they all overlap together pretty much in April, May, June, and July. That's the busiest time of year for us.
Mm-hmm.
I know you put out signs for controlling tansy. Mm-hmm. Do you put any other signs out for any other weeds?
We haven't, no. It's not something that we've discussed in the past. We have there's a couple of just really general signs out there in the county that just say control your noxious weeds.
Well, I know going up into Cowlitz County, there's one on I-5 there. Yeah. Nice sign. And yeah,
we have one like that. I think it's on 10th, maybe. I don't remember. We'd have to up near the fairgrounds.
I forget where it is.
Yeah. The state paid for those a few years back.
Oh, okay.
It's probably been almost 10 years now. I say a few years. Okay. That was it from the field inspection program that I think Justin wanted to talk about this morning.
Okay. Updates on outstanding civil infractions.
I'm going to let Chris do that one.
So the infractions we had last season were the Palish Homes that they, you guys waived the fine for them, and they signed their land management.
Hope they stick to it.
We'll hope they stick to it, and yep.
Yeah.
We've got the people here to hold them to it, so.
The management plan was made up and they signed it.
Yeah.
Yes, yep, so we have all of that. We have lots of contact information of all of the people that they want to have involved, along with their contractor that they're going to be using.
And the one we made the year before, it sounded like it was working pretty good.
Yeah, it worked out really good. He did a bang-up job.
Oh, good.
Really
good job. Good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And then we had the Ruland Enterprises, or the winery, And of course, I think Justin mentioned last meeting that they sold all of those properties, so we could not
start
do anything about that. Yeah, so, but it's on the radar, so the new owner will unfortunately inherit all of those problems.
And okay, the new owner is inheriting it. Are we by any chance sending out something to the new owner that, you know, hey, this has been
a
problem in the past? Okay, good.
Yeah, we will do that. Yeah, and so that was, yeah, that was disappointing that, you know, we couldn't do anything. But anyway, we'll move forward with the new owner and make sure they know what's there and, you know, offer them all the advice we can. And then CenturyLink, they did not pay the fine ever, so we have leaned that property, and that will go to delinquent tax in December. So
when it goes to delinquent tax, I know I did it years ago on a lien on a deal, and we collected 9% interest. You know, what do they collect for interest now?
That I'm not sure what they collect for interest, but they do. So it's based on whatever their property taxes are plus the additional of what we leaned the property for.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, you know, the recording fees are included in all of that. So
yeah.
When we push it to delinquent tax, as soon as they pay it, because they normally will pay that along with their other, mm-hmm. you know, taxes, then the weed department gets back the portion that that we leaned for.
Okay.
And then the interest all goes back to the county. It doesn't come to us.
So the lien portion comes into the budget for the county weed
right.
board?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So on the taxes, the delinquent taxes, that's where that would show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And can they refuse to pay that part of the taxes?
Well,
the
I
rest?
Suppose they can.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Yeah.
We've seen it where they pay their regular property taxes and then they don't pay that. So it just keeps accumulating interest.
It remains on the property.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then unfortunately, when they, if, you know, if they do sell the property, we've seen this happen before, the new owners pay for everything.
Well, of course, it probably has to be taken into closing and it has to be settled at closing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's happening with those from last year.
I know we had a judgment against a guy, and it took 9 years, I want to say, and when the guy finally sold the property, holy cow, boy, the closing company was kind of going, ooh, you know, the interest really added up.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
it catches up to them.
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah, and stuff. But there's no way for them to get around it then. Yeah. So anyhow, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other outstanding infractions? CenturyLink is the only one we're setting out there, really. Okay.
Yep, just CenturyLink.
And so, is that quite a bit of property in different areas, or?
It's just one property.
One property.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which one of you guys had that one.
I think that might have been me.
The
yeah.
U.S. West.
Yeah.
CenturyLink. Yeah, it's just the one property. We do have a BNSF that's gone to collections, but that was from a few years ago. There's not much we can do about that when we have that happen. And then a couple years ago there was an infraction for the Strunks, and they've never paid anything, so you know that would go to delinquent tax. Yeah.
I better not say anything. Okay. Vaughn, I wanted to ask, is when those gentlemen are speaking in the back of the room, can you hear them okay?
Yeah, it was a little harder, but I could pretty much hear what they were saying.
Okay.
Not everything.
Okay, I was thinking possibly having them move up to the table here so that, yeah, all right. Okay. All right, are we done with civil infractions?
Yep.
We can move on to public comment. Submitted public comment?
No public comment.
Okay.
Nobody's online or in here in person, so.
All right. Items from the board? I just have one announcement, and that is that I was elected to the state Noxious Weed Board. I attended my first meeting here 2 weeks ago, something like that, and largely all we talked about was the funding. and the budget for the state, you know, weed board. So we really didn't talk about any specific weeds or anything. So anyhow, I'm just still trying to get, you know, figure out what we're doing. So yeah.
They get their money out of the general fund.
Yes.
A percentage.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Randy. I'm still trying to wrap my head around exactly what we're doing, and you know, it's like so many of these programs. So yeah.
Did you lobby for Clark County?
Oh, I did. I lobbied. Didn't you see my signs out there on the road?
I say you got my vote.
Increase the money. Okay.
Yeah, I think I got 11 votes. If I heard the number right, I got 11 votes. The other guy, I can't remember how many he got, but anyhow, yeah. So
it was less than 11.
But not very many. So,
well, congratulations. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know really for Clark County that it's going to mean a whole lot, but anyhow, I feel honored to
be represented.
Yeah.
Is that a 3-year term, 4-year term?
You'd have to ask the state.
Okay.
I don't remember looking at it.
I don't remember what they serve either.
Yeah.
It's probably.
What are their areas? Is it every county or?
No. I'm Southwest Washington. The other gentleman was up in Chehalis, I want to say, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyhow, so it's Southwest Washington and stuff. Yeah. So,
great.
I can't remember if there's 4
in the state.
Seemed like there's Western Washington had 2, and maybe there's 3 on the east side or something. I'm not sure. That would make it for an uneven vote. That would make it better for voting, one thing or another. So, yeah. Yeah, so anyhow.
And the meetings are where?
Well, we had a Zoom meeting.
Oh.
Yeah. So the meetings are actually up in Olympia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, I got one. I know this is anecdotal. It's not necessarily. Is my license is up at the end of 2025. And we've always taken and through the horticulture not commission, but anyhow, the Horticulture Society, we've always had ongoing classes and real easy to keep my continuing credits up and everything. Well, since COVID, they haven't had any horticulture deal conference going on, and I've lagged behind on credits. So they said what you could do is I'll have to take the test. They said, you can take the test in person or by Zoom. And I go, okay, well, I'm good with Zoom meetings. I could take it by Zoom. And they go, okay, well, when can you schedule to come up to Olympia? And I go, what do you mean come up to Olympia? And I told you I would take it by Zoom. And they go, well, but the computer that you have to take it on is in Olympia.
Oh, my God.
And I go, well then, where do I take it in person? I thought maybe Justin could you know, administer the test down here. And they go, well, you have to come to Olympia. And I'm going, well, why am I going to Olympia to take a Zoom meeting when I can walk into the next room where they've got the test going on as it is? I really didn't understand their thinking. But anyhow, it's So anyhow, yeah. Okay. Any other additional information, anything else from the board? Vaughn, it's one of your first meetings, your second meeting?
Oh, no, I've been to several meetings.
Oh, okay, all right. You've been so quiet back there, we don't... Yeah.
Well, normally I sit right where you're sitting right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and normally I wouldn't be here online, I would be there in person, but I had an appointment at 10:30, so... had to do it online today.
Okay, all right. You don't have anything else for the board?
No.
All right. Kate? No one else? Okay, any additional items? Any action items? No, you don't have anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if we have nothing else, I guess we will adjourn. Okay? All right.
Good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yep.